We're talking today with Scott Daly here at the Southern Plains Farm Show for 2012. Scott, let's talk a little bit about your part of this year's show. You're back once again doing some horse training activities and some trying to do a little bit of, I guess, education with the public that comes in here to look at how they kind of get used and deal with their horse. Tell me, first of all, a little bit what you're trying to accomplish this year.
This year, we've got a kind of a different deal. I usually have a lot of first-time rider horses, and we'll put the first-time ride on. This year, I've got some older horses with just problems. They might ride around, but maybe they have problems given to a bit or given to the halter, might sling their head. They might rear up, things like that. Might even buck a little bit, too. Today, for instance, we had an older horse that she didn't have any respect for her head or anything, and every time this lady would go to get on her, why she would buck. So I went through and went through my steps and showed them what to do, and everybody really liked it, and they seen the progress, and that's the main thing right now on these older horses, to progress them, to get them better. And hopefully, I think tomorrow I'll be having a three-year-old come in also. It'll be a first-time rider because everybody always liked to see me do them.
Now, you know, when you start looking at these type of events, you do quite a few of them around the countryside.
Yes,
you know, what do you think you actually are able to, you know, as far as accomplish with the audience?
You know, with the audience, just show them maybe a little bit easier in a better way. They always like to see what I do. You know, every time something comes in, it's always different, you know. I mean, if I can educate somebody to keep them from getting hurt, you know, that's the best thing, to where they can go enjoy their animal. Because all these people out here usually that comes in, they're ranchers, they're farmers, you know. Yeah, they're coming in here to maybe buy a tractor or something like that. But also they can come in here and learn a little bit about the safety about their horse as well.
I guess what, you know, as we think about what you're trying to accomplish and as you deal with these horses, every single horse has got a different personality, I know.
Oh, yes, without a doubt. You know, some of them might be a little scared than the other one, and some of them might just be a little hard-headed than the other one. I mean, it's no different than really people. If you think about it, you have people that really figure things out and really want to get along with things. Then you have other people that just, they get mad and they saw up and don't want to do anything for you. So right there how it is kind of basically with a horse as well, too.
You know, when you think about the industry in this part of the country, it seems like that we really have the Kansas, Oklahoma, obviously Texas as well. There's a real love affair with horses.
Oh yeah, I mean, it doesn't get any better. I mean, heck, that's where all the horses are at. You know, you go a little south of Oklahoma City to here. Down there in Purcell, it's big horse country down in there. And, you know, you get on down further down around the Marietta area, it's really big down in there as well. And then naturally, Texas is huge. And even, you know, you get to the upper side of Oklahoma City and right around Kansas. I mean, there's a lot of horses in there. You start getting spread back into flames like where I'm at, flatlands and everything. There's a heck of a lot of horses out there as well.
When you start doing these kind of things, what, you know, the audience that you end up, you know, usually interacting with and whatnot, is it more first-timers, or you got some guys that have been around for years just looking for one more tip? Or,
you know, I tell you what, I've been really blessed. I've had a pretty good following. I've had people that has been to every farm show I've had here, every clinic I've ever done, and I've seen people, you know, for the first time, I've seen people come from this show. Like, I was in Great Bend last weekend. There was a guy that was at Great Bend that was at Topeka, the farm show that I do up there in Enid. And, I mean, that's really neat to me. I mean, it really humbles me, and I really appreciate it. But they always like to see what I'm going to do. You know, they never know what's going to happen. You know, if I got something that's, you know, pretty tough, I'm going to try him, and I'm going to get him done and get him to where I can crack them whips on him and swing, you know, get him to accept things.
If there's one tip that you would want to pass along, particularly somebody that maybe loves horses but they've never really dealt with them before, and they say, well, we're going to get a horse this year.
If they're going to get a horse, because I've had people ask me this here, especially the last couple of clinics and everything, what's their best case scenario? They say, well, they want to get a young horse, you know, that way they can grow with it and that. Don't do that. Don't put yourself through the trouble. For simple fact, you have a green and a green together, you're going to have an accident, okay? Go in there and get you a horse that's an older horse that already knows what's going on. That's why you're not having to train on it. If nothing else, you can just go to professional and have him help you on your riding, to where you're not having to worry about the horse, and it makes it a lot better. That way you can go in there and enjoy yourself. I mean, that's the main thing, because if you go in there and you buy a young horse and you have a wreck or something like that, well, heck, you're going to be disinterested, and then you're not going to want to mess with it anymore. And I'd rather see somebody get an older horse and then maybe later on in the year buy something later on. And that's really the honestly the best thing to do, I think. And it's the safest thing to do.